focus and concentration of the team has been very good. They're not going to get the physical reps in regard to the volume of reps that we would typically get for a game. Neither is our opponent. So, you know, I think we'll be in good shape when the game starts. Well, I like what he did in the game when he came in. I think I've said a number of times he's a very competitive guy. You know, he's good. He has good physical strength. Plucks the ball out of the air well, and he likes to play. He likes to compete. So I think he'll do fine.
With Big Ten, is he an option to get out there out wide like he did last year when he got a little thin?
Well, we've used him a little bit this year, and yeah, anybody that's on the roster will certainly evaluate. If they can help us, we'll use him. You know, he does a good job, not only in the middle of the field, he does a good job in the middle of the field. He attacks vertically well, and he's got, you know, good ability to get out of cuts quickly, and he catches the ball.
In terms of the slot position, it's not like it's a position that's very familiar with a lot of these guys. It's a unique position. How difficult is it to learn, and what does chemistry related to the quarterback have to do with the position?
Well, timing and anticipation in the passing game are two important qualities of a good passing game. You know, but Rashard and Ryan Tannehill came in here together, and, you know, he's been getting a lot of reps and practice at it for a long period of time, not just this week. So, you know, I think he'll be fine. I think he'll function well in there. But certainly the timing between and rhythm between a quarterback and a receiver is important.
You talk about where Deion Jordan's in right now. Are you comfortable being on a sentence as well?
I think he's progressing well. He's been out on the practice field on a consistent basis. He's developing his fundamentals relative to his position, fitting into the scheme well, and I think he's done a good job.
Do you think he's doing best right now?
Well, he's done a good job rushing the quarterback. He's done a good job. We used him in coverage a couple times the other day, and I thought he did a good job there. So he can do a couple different things that we think are beneficial.
What's been the issue with Caleb Sturgis in the past few games, and how confident are you that he can snap out of what he's going through?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in him. You know, I think just not unlike any other position, there's some things fundamentally that he has to do better relative to his position. But I have a great deal of faith in him. I've said many times, he's for a young player, he's got the right mindset, the right work ethic. I'm very confident in him.
What do you have to do better?
Aside from kick the ball through the uprights, kick the ball through the uprights.
Coach, how conscious are you of the physical challenge of playing two games so quickly? And might that alter what you do from a rotation standpoint with players as far as rotating them more in and out because of the physical strains?
Yeah. Well, Andy, we took that into consideration even last week in regard to our practice schedule, the amount of time we were on the field, the amount of reps that we devoted last week. We also took it into consideration this week. And, you know, we'll have to gauge that. Certainly we have a plan in place prior to every game, targeted number of snaps for players. But sometimes you have to adjust with, you know, how the flow of the game is. If you're playing a lot more snaps than you anticipated on one side of the ball, those numbers can change. But we will certainly have a plan for that. Well, some of that's awareness. I mean, again, the play last Sunday, he got hit in the back of the head by a guy he thought was blocked. So it's kind of hard to fault the quarterback there. He's about getting ready to deliver a ball. But there's been a couple of occasions where he has to do a better job feeling the rush and keeping the ball closer to his body, not as far extended away. Well, again, I think I've said before, players earn playing time based on their performance and what they do in the building, in the weight room, in the training room, on the practice field, on the game field. So beyond that, everybody has to earn their play time on the field.
What have you seen on film from Andy Dalton? He seems to be playing very well during this winning streak, particularly.
I think he distributes the ball very well, Chris. I mean, you know, they have a number of good players on offense, and he gets them the football. He's a guy that I think plays decisively. There's not a lot of hesitation in his play, and so you know he gets the ball out quick, and he's been accurate. I mean, I want to say 65-66% completion. He's done a nice job.
So it looks like the Cincinnati's defense, obviously Geno Atkins,
out of the outfield, but what else concerns you most?
It's a very athletic front four. I mean, those two, the two defensive ends are of great length. They're both athletic guys. You know, Pico's a very, very good inside defensive tackle. I mean, their front four is outstanding. They're well coached. They have a good pressure package. You know, so it's a good defense. I mean, they're in the top 10 in total defense. They're in the top 10 in scoring defense. I believe they're fifth in scoring. So it's a good defense.
Like there's at least a chance that Tyson Claypool can get back to the starting lineup this week. How has he handled the entire series of events over the past week?
He's a true professional. Comes into work every single day wanting to get better and wants to improve.
In terms of the running game, obviously you guys have made an effort since the bye week to get it going and get it more established. What has been the difference before and then after?
I think two things, Omar. I do think we've broken a couple more tackles by the running backs. I think that's been a real positive. And I think we've eliminated, aside from the first play of the game up in New England last week, we haven't had as much penetration in the backfield that would cause the back to, you know, get off course and potentially have negative yardage plays. Those are the two biggest things in my mind.
A couple more guys?
In terms of Daniel Thomas's role, what is he doing differently, or is it the package that you're using that allowed him to be a little bit more productive?
No, I think he's just running the ball better and a little bit more decisively. You know, he saw him break a tackle. He almost popped that fourth and one, you know, almost stepped out of there and went the distance with that. There's nothing necessarily schematically that we've been doing differently with him.
Joe, last one, Kirk. Regarding the draw play, and this is not a second guess at all, it's a
the what
neutral
play?
The draw play. It's a neutral inquiry.
Why are you prefacing yourself like that? You're setting me up.
I don't want to be shot down easily. I want you to work for it. How big a part of the offense has the draw play been? I really haven't noticed it out there a whole lot. When it would seem, you know, because teams are coming so hard at you guys, it would be a natural, but. How big a part of the offense is it, and are you guys using it a lot?
Well, it's always been a part of it. You know, I can't say we've had a ton of snaps of draw. You know, we've had some quarterback. We have quarterback draws. We have the draw to the single back. We have actually had two back draws. We haven't had a ton of them. You know, we could argue the validity of it against a real strong pass rush at a later date, but.
Is that why you haven't had a ton of them?
No.
It's the way it's going, huh?